irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Monday, August 13th. Mm-hmm. I knew I wouldn't be able to talk this morning with only 4 hours of sleep, man. But, you know, 4 hours of sleep is more like a nap than a fucking night's sleep.
Yeah, that is a nap.
And I don't know why I keep doing this, but I just am so just full of thoughts lately, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of things in my mind and stuff like that. So, good things, you know, but still, I'm constantly doing research and shit like that, you know. Before you know it, I keep putting it off for another hour, another hour, another hour. And then I'm just like, well, you can't wait anymore. Need some sleep.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm like, good night, 9 o'clock.
How was your weekend?
It's boring. I didn't do anything again. I'm telling you, it's like I'm going on 3 weeks. I haven't done a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you expect to find a husband like that? You got to go.
Well, even if I'm out doing stuff, I'm not going to find him what I'm doing anyway. So.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It's a lose-lose. Or a win-win. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You sure have no plan. So I don't know how that's going to happen for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eventually, you'll join a dating site.
Nope, I won't, but my mom did.
You won't have a choice.
My mom joined Match.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
And?
How's it going yet? She's been signed up for like less than 24 hours.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
But she let you know, right?
She didn't tell me. Gabby did. Gabby made her profile. I was like, all right, well, good for her, I guess.
Yeah. It's becoming a reality for you now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know it sucks when parents divorce or split up.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Definitely a weird sitch, but as long as both of them can move on and be happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, fuck the kids, man. We're grown anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to learn to deal with it, but I think divorce hurts everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what or how, but the kids get hurt. And you're breaking the family, you know. It's
right.
Not easy.
Right.
For me, it was hell on wheels, man, you know. My ex started bringing guys home after we split up and stuff. And I'm like worried. My kids were like, what, 4 and 1 or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I was worried that they would forget who I am.
Right.
You know,
that
she brings all these guys in.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucked, you know. And I went through a very hard time dealing with it because I was afraid I'd lose my kids and all that. So divorce sucks. I don't care how much better you feel afterwards, which hopefully you will.
Right.
But breaking a family is never a pleasant thing, you know.
No, never.
So that's why, you know, if you do find someone, try to find someone that you feel you spend the rest of your life with, you know.
Right.
I'm telling that to everybody, not just you. But yeah, you know, I mean, to me, the only reason to get married is if you want to stay with that person for the rest of your life.
But I mean, some people do think that
yeah.
when they get married. And then yeah. one day it just changes.
Like, right. But many people do have other reasons. Like they want to have kids or they feel it's too late. They're running out of time.
Yeah.
You know, or pressure from the family, from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these reasons are shitty reasons, man. The only reason is if you truly, genuinely want to be with that person every day of your life.
Right.
You know, that's a big
I feel
decision.
Like there are definitely different reasons why people get married, but I do think that some people do get married with the intention of being with that person for the rest of their life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know
and
my parents did
that. Yeah.
And then it didn't work out.
Yeah, I know. Those generations, you know, but later generations, it's like, well, oh, well, we'll get divorced if it's not working out. You
right.
know? And that's what we did, you know. I mean, our parents' generations did not do that as much. But, I mean, my parents stayed the whole time together.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the cemetery yesterday because we have some family in town. So we figured we'd all go. And yeah, because we revealed his headstone and all that. So it's pretty, but it's pretty sad. My mom starts crying and everybody's like teary-eyed and stuff. But, God, I miss my dad, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even imagine the day I lose a parent. Like, it was hard enough with my grandmother.
Yeah.
Let alone a parent.
You know, it's like, to me, when I think about it, I go, you know, I remember when we were kids, my dad would go abroad for a couple of weeks on trips and stuff. And it was always like, okay, he's gone, but you know, he's coming back. But now it's not like that.
Right.
He's never coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucking final, man.
Yeah, it's complete. Right? It's completely final. It freaks me out. I don't like talking about death. Can we like switch the subject?
Yeah, of course.
It's Monday.
So I was reading about, I haven't seen yet, but I was reading about The Good Dinosaur.
Oh.
And now I really want to read it. Because apparently the dinosaur is like the boy and the boy is like his dog. They're saying that's kind of a relationship that they have.
Yeah, kind of.
Right?
Kind of, yeah. You could like put it in that comparison, yeah.
Yeah, that's I guess the thinking behind the movie, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Where they both are really kids and they try to explore and find themselves.
They're both kids suffering with loss.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then they find like that piece of heart within
Pixar,
each other.
Pixar always have these losses.
Yeah.
Always a fucking
death. That's how they get
death,
people.
Right?
Yeah. If it's not a death, it's like Andy dropping off the box of toys to somebody else.
Right, right. Or not appreciating what the toys are feeling. And I know, man, I know.
Yeah, so.
Actually, in Monsters, they didn't have anything like that, right? Monsters was more upbeat.
No, in Monsters, Inc., he had to say bye to his friend that he made.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, at the end. Yeah. And then they shredded her closet door so he could never go visit her. Yeah, I cried.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't remember that.
You don't remember the main chick? The little
no,
human girl?
I don't remember much about it because it was a long time ago. But maybe it's time to rewatch. I did buy Cars, though, because I never saw that.
I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second or the third.
Yeah, I want to see the second and the third, too. But the first one, God, I like it. It's
yeah,
so
there's
cool,
not really a loss in that one. He's just like a douche.
He's trying to overcome. That's usually in movies. It's like the journey that the hero takes, you know?
Right.
How they transform themselves.
Yeah, when they started off bad and then they turn good. Basically.
Right.
That's what that movie's about. There's not really any loss, like death in that one.
Right, right. But it's a fun movie, you know? I like it. The voices are great. And the animation, man, it's just unfucking believable what they can do, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to get a fucking stick man to walk, and it's a challenge, you know. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because think about it, you have to not only direct the movie, decide how it's going to be, but then it's like, how do we do it technically?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of fucking steps, and I'm going, okay, so they have 80 fucking animators, you know.
Probably more than that.
Well, for that movie, they did about 80 animators. But they also have, you know, those are just the animators. There's like...
Yeah, then there's production.
The models
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But it's interesting, you know. I mean, Pixar really figured it out, man. They really did. So I got that one. I still have to watch some other movies that I got. And yeah, that's that, you know. So my weekend was... let's see, kind of quiet family.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I love when family come into town. We have a new cousin born today. It's like a C-section, so
she's
scheduled to be born today. It's so weird, huh? When you can schedule.
Yeah, Gabby's son was born on a schedule. I was like, that's so weird to me.
I know, it's weird, right?
So like, come in January 10th.
Yeah, and have
he'll
your
be
baby.
Born. I'm like, that's so weird.
I know. I wonder if in the future they'll all do that, you know, to just be efficient.
I think they do that if the baby can't come out naturally.
Right.
Like
right,
if it's like sideways or backwards or upside down
or
the umbilical cord.
Or if it's going to hurt the mother, you know, maybe the canal is not big enough.
Right. I prefer to have a C-section, but your body is like, there's like no repairing your body if you do that.
Yeah.
Like natural birth, you have more of a bounce back.
Right.
C-section is like your stomach is just.
Right. And you know, I mean, you only do it once or twice or three times in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It may be worth it. You know, I don't know. I'm not a woman, but you figure you go through pain for a few hours, but then it's
a few
fine,
hours.
You know?
No, it's like, it took
why?
Gabby.
Some deliveries are, you know, some labors are short.
C-sections, no. Gabby was in the hospital for like a week before she could go home.
Oh, no, that's C-section. I meant
natural birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only thing that happens when you do natural birth is your vagina like rips to your asshole.
Well, they cut it, obviously, you know.
No, like it rips.
No, but they cut it in advance, so it doesn't rip.
I don't think so.
Yeah. What's it called, that incision there? There's a name for it. Yeah, they cut from there towards the asshole, and it helps. What's it called?
My girlfriend, her vagina like ripped completely, and like she couldn't even poop, but she had to poop.
Wow.
She said it was like the worst like month and a half of her life.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Like completely ripped from top to bottom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was like, wow, do you have a 10-pound baby? But can you imagine like a whole human being is coming out that chute?
Right.
That's crazy.
I know. It's pretty crazy, man.
Like when I think about actually giving birth, like yeah. I want the whole experience. Like I want to feel the butterflies and the heartbeat and right. I want to have that connection, but then I just don't want to do the end part.
Yeah.
Either way, C-section or natural. Yeah, I just don't want
to
do it.
Well, if you want kids, you're going to have to.
I know.
But you see, I knew the name. I kind of like whispered it, but it's episiotomy.
I've never heard of that.
That's what it's called. Never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Episiotomy. Yeah, I remember that.
I think that's what they do afterwards.
No, that's before.
Because I know they stitch you up afterwards.
It's a surgical incision in the perineum and the posterior vaginal wall, generally done by a midwife or obstetrician. It's usually performed during a second stage of labor to quickly enlarge the opening for the baby to pass.
Oh my God, enough.
Okay. So no death, no vaginas being ripped.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
They have something about Kylie Jenner's birthday. Did you hear anything about it?
No, I just saw like pictures.
Some drama.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, I guess they wheeled this woman on a stretcher out of there. And I don't know what the hell was. There was like a health scare or something.
Oh, yeah, I have no clue. I don't pay attention to her.
Yeah.
She did look great, though. She looks really pretty.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. 21 years old and a billionaire. Must be nice. Anyone that has that much money will look great on their birthday.
Yeah, she has the money to help her fix her body, no?
Yeah, I mean, her whole body is completely different.
Yeah.
If you type in Kylie Jenner before and after right now on Google Images, it's just like a completely different human being.
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing they're showing the other. Okay, this is the other girl. This is Tammy Hembro. I guess that's the girl that was wheeled out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they have an Instagram.
I wonder why.
I don't know. They're not saying, but something.
I wonder if it was drugs.
Happen. Probably.
Yeah,
what
she probably took too much Molly or Coke.
Yeah.
She's from Australia. Her and her husband like blew up because she's had like 3 kids and her body is like insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's like they're showing her here with 2 kids, 2 girls. Yeah, go figure, man. Yeah, Australian model, you're right. God, you know your gossip. I'm telling you.
I'm reading now.
Yeah. Who are the Bella twins? Have you heard of them? Best of the Bella twins?
They're wrestlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're on the WWE.
Oh.
One of them is engaged and about to marry John Cena.
Oh, okay. It looks like one has a boob job. They probably both do. But one has really big boobs.
She was running off pretty much 30 hours of no sleep. Uh-huh. And she was struggling to stay awake while she was getting her hair and makeup done. And at the party, she collapsed.
Right. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. People do crazy things, you know?
Yeah, people are saying I'm being attacked for being a drug addict, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Have we ever talked, I think we talked about Chick-fil-A before, right? About the fact that there's nothing to it and people love this shit.
Wait, what?
Chick-fil-A.
I've never been there.
Yeah. You have one near you, right?
Yeah, there's like literally one right down the street.
Yeah.
And it's always packed.
Yeah, well, that's the only one in L.A. and now they opened another one. Well, no, not the only one in L.A. They have a few, but they just opened one near my mom's house in Woodland Hills.
I've never actually eaten there, but I drive by it all the time.
Yeah, so let me tell you. I mean, and since this is new and, you know, there hasn't been anything like that in the Valley, the lines are so fucking unbelievable. They're worse than
In-N-Out.
Yeah,
In-N-Out is literally directly across the street, and I feel like Chick-fil-A is actually a worse option than going to.
Right. And then, so you have to discuss the food and why people are so crazy about it, you know. I tried it once just to see what it's like. And apparently all it is just a bun and a patty of chicken.
No, you know who has a bomb-ass chicken sandwich? Mm. Shake Shack.
Yeah. Okay. But this, I mean, there's nothing to it, you know.
But people get excited just because when something's a wave, they're like, oh, I have to go.
Right.
Everyone else is going. It must be good.
Right. Exactly. You know, and people like here when they bring things from the East Coast and shit, mm-hmm. you know, because we haven't had this. It was the same with Dunkin' Donuts. People are, oh, bring it, you know, and they made a big deal out of it. But, you know, you can eat as much as you want. I don't know. Of that shit. You know, but I don't find any, I don't have any desire to go in there, to be honest with you, especially to stand in line.
I just feel like it's like an upscale KFC to me, and that's not what I feel like waiting in line and then ingesting.
Right. Like, but how is that upscale? It's just about the same shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like basically in the same market, but people think that it's more hype than
right,
KFC.
Right. But it's not any different from a sandwich at McDonald's or
that's
Wendy's
what I'm saying. It's trash.
Right?
Let me stand in line for 35 minutes to eat garbage.
Right.
No. For that, I'll go to Shake Shack. The line is not that long.
Right.
And actually have a homemade grilled chicken sandwich. Like, you can see them making it.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Shake Shack's bomb. Ah. Mm-hmm. Their burgers are actually better than In-N-Out.
Yeah, I've had that before. Yeah. I know they have one in West Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, it's like right down the street.
Yeah.
I used to eat there at least once a week, but I noticed I was
like
starting to gain
weight.
Like
on Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I passed by there once.
And there's a parking lot, so it's easy to park at.
Oh, yeah, I did eat at that one. That's true. They do have a parking lot, which is very unusual in the city.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they're so good. They're milkshakes. They're French fries. I mean, I prefer In-N-Out French fries over their French fries.
Mm-hmm.
But their burgers are way better than In-N-Out's. I had In-N-Out like a week ago, and the burger was so disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, I was not impressed.
Yeah. People are like really crazy about it to the point where the lines are ridiculous, you know?
It's always a line. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is.
Exactly.
It could be like literally 10:30 in the morning, right when they wake up, there's a goddamn line. I'm like, right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people agree that the French fries are not great. So it's just the hamburgers. Okay, so they put some...
See, I'm the opposite.
Really? You like
I hype
the fries?
Their, yeah, because they're like literally they take a potato and like put it in a shredder and just... It's like a potato.
Well, yeah, that's...
Has a different...
Yeah, it's like a homemade.
Yeah, it has a different flavor. I mean, I can get what people are saying, how there is really no flavor, but... I think it's good because it doesn't taste like a normal French fry.
Right. To me, it's more like the taste is okay, but the texture is kind of like it's not meaty enough, you know?
See, I kind of like that. I don't feel fat when I'm eating that.
Yeah, but I don't know that you feel like eating French fries.
I love it. Add a little bit of salt to it. Oh, Lord.
I mean, their hamburger's okay, but I've had better burgers and... I would never stand in line.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, burgers are very hit or miss. Even when you go to a restaurant, like, it's really easy for somebody to fuck up a burger.
Yeah.
Especially if you're asking for medium and then you get it, it's well done. I'm like, bitch, did you not understand I said medium? I don't see how people can eat burgers when it's well done.
Yeah.
It tastes like charcoal. It literally tastes like you're eating a hockey puck.
Well, it depends how well done, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, I think usually they make them well done so it doesn't have any red in it.
Oh, I love it red. Yeah. I want it a little bit juicy. When I cut it open, let there be a little bit of blood.
Oh, you want blood, not just red.
No, red. Blood actually kind of grosses me out. My mom gets it medium rare. I'm like, ew. Oh, like, she's basically eating the dead animal.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you?
So are we, but we cook it.
Well, I actually got, when I eat chicken wings, I eat the nubs off the chicken bones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
It tastes so good. It's honestly the best part of the chicken.
The knob, really?
The knobs. No, not just the knob, all the knobs. Like, I'll break it and eat every single knob off.
Like off of the bone?
Off the bone. So I'm eating the bone marrow, basically.
Really?
So flavorful.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll dip it in
ranch. I've seen some people that do that.
Yeah, I'll do it in restaurants.
I barely even take all the chicken off of it. Are you kidding?
I won't eat the chicken. I won't eat all the chicken, but I'll eat the nubs. Best believe it. I'll dip it in ranch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had some last night, actually, some chicken wings. And
I haven't had wings in so long.
You know, I got to send you here. If you're ever hungry, down the street on Van Nuys Boulevard. No, it's called Hot Wings Cafe.
Hot Wings.
And if you get them, like, with lemon pepper... Oh, fuck. It's the best you've ever had.
I don't know. know why everyone thinks lemon pepper is like the choice to go.
Well, I do, because to be honest with you, I don't like any of the barbecue sauce.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't I agree with you on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I would get chicken wings, they'd always be naked, you know, nothing on them.
Like, basically, they're just fried wings.
So. Right. And that's cool. You dip it in the ranch, whatever, right, you know, it tastes good. But then we went there and I thought, you know, let me try something else. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like. So I asked him which one's good. I don't want the barbecue. And they said, try the lemon pepper. So I did. And I've never tasted anything like that before.
Right.
It's amazing.
So
they put all kinds of like spices in there.
Right.
And shit,
right. Know. I mean, lemon pepper is good. I just don't know why every single time anyone ever posts a picture with wings, it's lemon pepper. I'm like,
really?
There's so like if you go to Wingstop, I haven't been to Wingstop since I lived in San Jose. But they have chicken. I don't know if they're still as good. Please don't take my word on it. I haven't been there in 10 years.
Right.
But they had wings, like garlic parmesan. I've never had anything fucking like it.
Really?
So amazing.
Yeah.
Makes me actually want to go get some today.
I know. Well, I've never seen one until the other day.
Wingstop?
Yeah.
They're like, there's everywhere. None in L.A.
There's none.
I have to go to like West L.A. to get some.
Right. Yeah. And here I found one in Woodland Hills as well. And so I only went to get some for my mom. I wasn't hungry at the time. But I saw all the types and I thought, fuck, man, what a great place. You
right.
know? So actually, I'll try that again. I totally forgot about it.
I'm Googling it because I think they have like 100 different wing flavors. Now I'm curious.
Yeah. But it's more like
a to-go place. So you didn't
try
any of her wings?
Which ones? Of the ones I got from Wingstop? Mm-hmm. No, no.
Wow.
But I'll have to try it. Yeah, I'll go myself and try it. Sounds pretty good.
Let's see.
So we're talking about fast food this morning, if you're just joining
us. So do you think that wings is fast food, though?
Yeah. Depends. It is. I mean, it's fried food. It's, you know, I don't know. I mean, you get.
That makes me not want to ever eat it then.
Why?
Because.
I mean, what's fast food? I don't know. What the fuck does it mean? Food that's not nutritious for you, then maybe chicken wings are okay.
Okay, they have so many flavors. Louisiana rub, spicy Korean, original hot, smoked barbecue, garlic parmesan, lemon pepper, Hawaiian, Cajun, mango, habanero, and atomic.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, where do you even begin?
Yeah. So the fucking shit landlord here wants to start charging us for parking.
Yeah.
I don't understand. We moved in here and they told us here you have parking for your guests, right?
Right.
And
now you don't.
And they constantly take away more and more visitor parking to sell them. Now they're going to charge people an hour to park. I mean, is that pathetic or what?
Right.
Fucking unbelievable, man. And so these people that are hungry for every dollar and would break the promises and shit like that, you know? It's like now I understand why the lease didn't have anything like this. It was all verbal that they told us, you know? So
it's $14 for six wings. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, right?
That seems like a lot.
For six wings?
For six wings.
Are you serious?
$14.
Wow.
That's not including tax.
Maybe that's why I never went there.
Yeah, I'm like,
no,
okay.
I didn't know the prices. But yeah, you go to here and you get served at your table,
right,
and you get 12 wings for or 16 wings for $12 or $14 or something.
That's like
right
double the wings for the same price.
Right,
that's wild.
Yeah,
I just had to say that because I was like looking, I'm like, should I get
no that's
my gym
true. I mean,
I'm going to my
six
gym
wings, that's a lot of
that's
money.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I think that six wings should be like $6, like a dollar a wing.
Yeah. Well, that's if you go to Popeyes or something on a sale.
Yeah.
They, you might get it for a dollar.
There was some lady in Atlanta, Georgia, who's like known for her chicken wings. It's like a family-owned restaurant. Uh-huh. She just got caught like a couple months ago because somebody was like taking pictures of her going into the back of a restaurant with Popeyes chicken.
Really?
So she was literally going to Popeyes every day, ordering thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of chicken and claiming it as her own at a restaurant.
At least she picked a good one. I love Popeyes.
I do. I'm actually craving Popeyes. Like, there's none near me, though.
Yeah.
There's none.
You see, in L.A., you don't find a lot of these things because people are more fit and stuff. So
no, it's all, like, random restaurants.
But what about, I mean, but we have a million McDonald's and Carl's Jr. and
I don't even see that much.
This shit.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, they're all over the fucking place. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I see there's one on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And there's one on La Brea. But that's like the only two I've seen. And I've driven all around Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
Taco Bell, there's maybe one every like 40 miles.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Just look up on Yelp. You'll see how many come up, you know?
Starbucks, there's literally one in every parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Starbucks are everywhere. Really,
which is weird. On the East Coast, there's like one Starbucks every 15 miles.
Well, depends where, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You go to New York City, there's one every block.
Yeah, but
so
I'm like,
it depends where it is. But yeah, we don't have a variety of fast food. In fact, a couple of people mentioned this too. When you go to another state, like when I went to Arizona, mm-hmm. they had several places I'd never seen before that okay. are fast food.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
happens.
For different things. So yeah,
like Checkers is in the South. They don't have that out here.
Yeah, they
like
just don't make
joint.
It this far, you mm-hmm. know. Then Popeyes, I've seen several locations actually close down. Wendy's, there's not that many left in the valley, so they've closed down a lot of shit, you
right.
know, for sure. But they open new ones, you know. They have the Habit is good for hamburgers. Have you tried the Habit?
No, I've never heard of it.
Really?
Never even heard of it.
Wow. You gotta find it. These are the best, and because it's fresh, it doesn't feel like fast food so much, you know.
I feel that way about Shake Shack. Like I don't feel like I'm eating fast food when I eat Shake Shack.
Similar,
but I feel like absolute shit after. Like I don't feel like I'm eating fast food, but I feel like you're a useless piece of shit, Danielle. Yes, you are. That's a pep talk I give myself afterwards.
Oh, that's nice. That'll make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So, yeah, it's interesting. We had a guest here on a couple of the shows, and it's a reality show called Naked and Afraid. Have
oh,
you heard
yeah.
of it?
Yep.
So she was in a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
and
so
unbelievable, right?
So she didn't win.
I think she did. I think that's why they brought her. I think she was
oh,
a winner.
Well, good for
At
her.
Least she said she was in both. Wouldn't that mean she won maybe one? The first one or something?
Oh, so she was on two seasons.
Well, one is called Naked and Afraid XL. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
You know.
Is she plus size?
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the XL meant.
Yeah, me neither.
But no, she's hot as hell.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah.
What's her
They're
name?
Probably not going
to
take
name?
Like really overweight women for a show like that that's naked, right?
No, there's this new show that just came out called Castaways.
Right.
And they have overweight people on there.
Right. In bikinis and shit?
I don't watch the show. The show has like zero. It has zero. It's not on my radar. Like I've
zero
seen,
appeal to
Yeah,
you.
Like there's, I have no interest in ever watching any, yeah. a second of it, so.
Yeah, I know.
No, thank
and
you.
I don't get the point of people taking part of a game naked because you can't see them naked anyway. They pixelate everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So the
boobs,
only people seeing
you
naked is like the production,
yeah,
the crew, and the people on the
people on the island or whatever. But come on, man, give us some naked.
Do you know
people.
Her name?
Yeah. Let me think for a moment.
I just need her first name.
Was it? God. Hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Her last name is Leitel. Leitelt, I think. What was the first name? Not... I don't know, but... yeah, she was pretty hot and stuff. She was on the shows. I just didn't listen
I
that
think
closely.
I think that's
so.
Not the right spelling of her last name. It's not popping up.
L-E-I-T?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Leitel... Okay, what could be her name? I don't know. I could look on Facebook where they promoted it, but I don't know.
Well, I'll just look up XL Cast.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Oh, it's called XL means All Stars. So she was on a season, and then that was the All Star season.
Okay, so she probably won, right?
I would assume
Likely,
so.
Likely,
yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I would never do this show. Oh, my God.
Really? Okay, let me look up winners of...
I don't see anyone with that last name. I have Shannon Culpa, Amber Hargrove, Giovanni Horning, Lacey Jones.
Really?
That's it.
Okay. Let's see the winners. Blah blah blah. Okay, so I guess they've had this on for a few times, right? Yeah. Season number of seasons 9.
Which is crazy.
So it's still on. It's still on, right? Yeah. I don't know. They don't really have a list of the winners that I can see, but yeah, she said she was in it. So what do I know, man? You know.
Yeah, I can't find her. We'll figure it out some other time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But at any rate, you guys can see her on. Well, she was on Polished Woman, which is a cool video show we have, and Max and Friends also. So she was here last night.
For Max and Friends.
Really hot. Yeah. So anyway, what else is going on? I guess the headlines are saying, look out, Apple. Amazon may soon be worth $1 trillion too.
I mean, that is definitely happening.
Yeah, right?
Everyone shops.
And you know, the amazing thing is Amazon started with losing money for like 10 years. For 10 years, they lost money. But
sometimes it takes a loss to be a winner.
It does, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like you have to stick it out. But they won market share through that.
Yeah.
You know, by selling things cheap and having everything. You know, and when I think of Amazon, I'm thinking, yeah, great prices. You get it quickly. But the bottom line is they have everything. They have shit you can't find in stores.
Right.
So you have to buy through them, you know. So that's how they got us by the balls. And that's why they're worth so much. We're spending so much money there. Buying everything and anything. I mean, that's why I buy everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
I buy a lot of stuff off Amazon. I wouldn't say everything.
Nobody's cheaper than Amazon.
No, I think Walmart has better prices.
I'm telling you, look up anything on Google, like a product or something. You'll see like a few vendors, a few retailers, online retailers too. But definitely Amazon's always the cheapest. So that's why they, you know, and they figured it out. When you know business, you know how to work. You can manage to run a company on a loss for 10 years and then come out ahead.
Right.
You know?
Good for them.
So we'll see. Yeah, yeah.
I wish I invented it.
We'll see. I have big plans for LA Talk Radio. Maybe we'll get to 1 trillion one day, huh?
Yeah, maybe one day.
Not quite. You know, you really have to fulfill some needs for people to get to that level. I mean, my God, man. $1 trillion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Just imagine counting to a trillion. Imagine counting to any number, for crying out loud.
I wish I had that money.
Yeah. What would you do with it all? $1 trillion?
I would open a no-kill shelter for animals.
Yeah, wow. For that kind of money? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably wouldn't have any animals being abused anymore.
No, exactly, yeah. And I would hire like a great staff, background checks on everybody.
Right.
I'd just be living
That's
my best
a good
life.
Idea, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but this is a company. It's not, you know, they can't give away the company to help animals.
No, I know. But I'm just saying the CEO has enough money to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
yeah.
need $1 trillion to open an animal shelter.
What did we say? He had like $265 billion or something?
I don't know, but enough.
How much he had, yeah.
I'm so hungry this morning.
We're talking about food. That's why.
Yeah, my stomach is going off right now. I don't really? Know if you can hear it, but.
Well, then you definitely should stop by the wings place and pick up some wings.
It's too early.
Yeah, I know. Too early for wings, right? Yeah. So $1 trillion, man. Unbelievable. A lot of controversy, of course. Now they're pushing for gender neutral rules in the workplace, and that's creating a lot of problems.
I feel like that's not something new.
Yeah, well, no, they want to change the way people talk, like to say they and them instead of he or she.
Okay, people need to relax.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck is going on? And like I said again, I've got nothing against transgenders or whatever, you know, live your life the way you are, but don't make us change our fucking lives for you. It's a minority, you know, that's not the way it works. You don't change the whole fucking world for the few.
No, I don't think that's true.
I know. That's why you're on the left and I'm on the right.
Yeah, because I'm like, that wouldn't make any sense, because then black African Americans were the minority at one point, and so much has changed for us.
Yeah, but the point is that there's a big, first of all, it's a big percentage of the population. It's also a problem that persisted, and I think got a lot more attention. And
I feel like transgenders are going to be a large number of the population soon.
No, I don't think so.
I think
how many gays, percentage of gays do you think is in the population?
I would say like probably like one third, like one out of every three or four people
are gay.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm telling you.
And that's people that admit it. We're not even talking about the people that aren't admitting it.
Yeah. Let's see. I think you're so wrong, because it's going to be so much lower than this, probably less than 10%, and maybe even less than 5%. Let's see. This one is dated May 20. Okay, so they're saying this. Latest estimate shows that 3.8 actually identify as LGBT. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You see, they're saying the American public estimates on average 23%, but that's what they estimate, you know. They're many times higher than the actual population, 3.8%.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is, you see, you think that because they do a lot to get recognition and things like that, you know. So that's why... You know, for the most part, I don't know if it's for the most part, the people I know accept gays. I accept gays. I have no problem with them at all. And transgender either. I just don't think we need to accommodate the whole fucking world for a group of people. You know, they have to adapt just like everybody else does, you know. And I think the black situation is totally different, you know.
I think it's kind of like the same concept, but it's just it's different in the sense of what the initial human being is.
But look, with blacks, it was like intentional. What am I trying to say? Degrading them, you know.
Yeah, so, but like, that's still an issue with gays too, though.
No, but it's not. No, but they don't have like separate bathrooms and shit.
Well,
you know?
No, I mean they're not suffering the same way.
You can't get on a plane. You can't sit on the bus.
Right, right.
Shit like that.
I mean, they definitely don't have to go through the same trials and errors as African Americans did. But I'm saying they still, not everyone, like you and I, are not going to treat them terribly, but there's still some people out there that treat gays like they are, in fact,
right. But what I'm saying is, you see, and that's a very common claim by people on the left, liberals like you, and that is that every small group has to be accommodated, or accommodated is fine, I have nothing wrong with that, but to change things that the majority do in order not to hurt the feelings of other people, to me, is bullshit. Okay, but what do I know? But again, I think this is very different from the black plight. And this is very tragic, you know. But listen, in a society that's so large, people have to adapt to the majority. That's just how it works.
Travis Scott just released an album, and on his album cover, there was a transgender. He had like a circus type theme.
Right.
And he photoshopped her out.
Really?
And it was a huge scandal, and people were saying, you're a homophobic. You crop the transgender was the only person cropped out.
Yeah.
And he was saying he has no problem with the gay community or the transgender community. They just saw like a different art vision. She was like taking up too much of the picture. Who knows what the real reason is?
Yeah, who knows?
He took it out, but I'm saying people are saying this because things like this happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are like, you know, this. But you know what? Shit happens all the time. You know, everybody's got their own fucking baggage, you know. You got to stand up for yourself and fight, but you have to be mindful of other people as well, you know. I don't know. But at any rate, that's really the difference in opinions, and I respect that people are different, but can I tell you, you know?
Right.
But, yeah. So now, like, the Palestinians are sending kites, I told you, with fire,
mm-hmm.
and burning acres and acres and acres of fire. You see what fire is like that the firefighters are fighting here, right? They're ruining all the agriculture, and there's little you can do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, so Israel goes and attacks, like, Hamas heads and leaders and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's, like, collateral damage. You have people around that are near the bombing or whatever. Those people in Hamas are often known to disperse among the population. So they're putting other people at risk, you know?
Right.
Well, like, imagine if people brought war to your neighborhood or something.
I'd just keep my ass in the crib.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. So the whole world is condemning Israel like they always do. And then, so I saw this clip from the UN with this British commander that was there and testified. He says, all of the shit you're saying is, you know, actual bullshit and lies, you know. He says, I've been there. I've seen what it's like, you know, when you throw rockets. You know how many rockets they sent? Like, almost 1,000 rockets in a few days? Into, like, towns where people live.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So to go and defend that kind of shit, I mean, you know, the Palestinian people have the responsibility to elect leaders that are not fucking terrorists.
Right.
And fight for that rather than fight the Israelis who are actually helping them get supplies and shit and medical care and all that stuff, you know? So it really pisses me off, you know? But that's what you'll find if you get back into history. People always hated Jews, always persecuted.
So weird how you could just be like, I hate a Jew.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's always been around. Always, always, always. So that's one of the things that nobody can explain, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of hatreds in the world that only last, you know, maybe a couple hundred years. Not even that much. I mean, think. We had so much hatred of the Japanese during World War II, you know, the Vietnamese and everything. And now everything's back to normal, right?
I'm so glad I didn't ever get raised by a family that raised me to be racist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grateful that my family is like, mi casa su casa, we don't give a fuck. Like, literally, we do not care. And
well,
it's so weird to me when people
mixed.
Care.
You have both cultures in
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true. But even if, I'm saying my dad or mom, if I grew up with just one of them instead of just both of them, neither one of them like comes from that type of background.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, thank God. Like, it's so weird, like, when people talk about Asians or they talk about blacks or they talk about Mexicans. I'm like, yo, we really holding on to this much hate in our hearts?
Yeah.
Like, you're putting literally the love of your life could be from a
hate,
race that you hate.
But hate is a strong word, you know. Maybe you don't hate them. Maybe you just don't like somebody, right? But you can't.
Yeah, but
say,
you can't put that in. You can't categorize not liking someone because of their race.
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't
but,
like
but
people.
No, but
it has nothing
to
do with their race.
People always like to talk about, like, stereotypes and things that characterize a certain race, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But
right. But
people talk about it and they don't have to be hating, you know. There's no hatred about it.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, I mean, I've like, even on Bad Girls Club, there's girls that I hate. Like, literally, I do not like you. But it has nothing to do with the fact that they're Puerto Rican or they're black or they're Spanish or they're white. It's because I met you.
Right.
I spent time with you. And bitch, I don't like you.
Right. Didn't you say, for example, you never, I don't know if you said you never would, but you said you never have dated a black man,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
How come?
I don't know. I'm just not attracted to them.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
So, but you're still doing it based on race, right?
No, I mean.
No, you're making a generalization. You say, I don't like any of them.
I'm not attracted to black men.
Okay, why?
I couldn't tell you. I find black men beautiful, like Idris Elba, gorgeous, Blake Griffin, gorgeous.
But you don't give them the time of day because of their race. So.
No, Sam, that is definitely not why. It's not because of their race.
It to me.
It's because I'm not physically attracted to them. has nothing to do with the fact that they're black.
Okay, I'm not saying like it's intentional or anything, but you're saying it does because you're saying, look, with this group,
I'm not attracted to Spanish men either.
Right.
I'm not attracted to Asian men. I'm attracted to white men and Middle Eastern.
Wow.
But I'm not racist on any of those races. I just don't. I don't physically see. I've never met. I can't say all of them because I haven't met all of them. But
The
people that I have met that have tried to pursue me, no, I haven't been attracted to them.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I have no problem with your explanation. I just can tell you, some people would say that's totally.
I've had people come at me before. Like, you won't even date your own race. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean I don't have any less love for black men. I just haven't. I haven't found someone I've wanted to date. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. It's not like you wouldn't.
Yeah. Like if I met the love of my life, and I fell head over heels for him, and he was an African American man, I'm not going to not date him because he's black.
Right.
I just that for me that has not happened.
Yeah.
Has not happened for Spanish men. Hasn't happened for Asian men. Hasn't happened for Mexican men. I've literally only dated Greek.
Yeah.
White. Italian and Middle Eastern. And none of them were clearly the love of my life because I'm single. So
I'm
not attracted to all white men, and I'm not attracted to all Middle Eastern men.
But you're attracted to cultures that don't accept black people.
Not all white people are like that, but a lot of white a lot of white men wouldn't bring me home to mama, probably.
Right. And you know, in the Middle East and in Asia, where else? Muslims, Jews probably too, many of them.
I think Italian is the only one that, like, I think they're the closest to black, and they love bringing home black women.
I don't know if it's Italian from Italy, though. Maybe Italians
that's Italian
here.
From, like, the Bronx.
Exactly, or New Jersey.
Yeah. I always thought I would meet my husband would be from New York with a New York accent and be, like, super Italian. Like, almost close to being, like, are you in the mob? That's what I always thought. I always thought I'd be married to an Italian guy. And then when he got super chubby, when he got older, I'm like, oh, I still love him.
Yeah. Did you watch too much Sopranos?
I never watched The Sopranos.
No?
No, but my brother was obsessed with that. And instead of
you don't know what you're missing.
I know.
Try to pick up a couple of episodes and see if it grabs you.
No, it's too old now. But my brother in high school used to tell people we were half Italian instead of half Irish because he was obsessed with that show. I'm like, Marquise, why are you lying? You're not Italian.
He wanted to be identified with the Italians, right?
You would think I was Italian, though, because my love for pasta is insanity. I could eat pasta every single day and never get sick of it.
Right, but what does this have to do with it?
Because that's what they eat every day. I met this Italian guy who tried to date me, and he said him and his family, every time they have dinner together, which is like 3 times a week, it's like a full-blown ordeal. They start with fish.
Yeah.
And then they go to salad.
For Italians, food is definitely important.
Always have dessert, cannolis. Yeah. Oh, cannolis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost every scene in The Sopranos included food.
Yeah.
They're around the table. Yeah. You know? Always eating.
My mom makes the best meatballs. You would think that she was Italian. Maybe she got a little Italian in her. She makes really good Italian food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Now that we totally. Beat this shit to death, the food conversation.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I know. Well, we are totally out of time, folks. Thank you all for listening. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a productive day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.